either the recording has been started. Thank you. So I would like to apologize on behalf of Alejandra, who is in the Adobe Connect room, but due to some health issues and a bad cold, she's not able to speak in today's call. So I agreed to chair this call. So Alejandra is there, available to answer any questions that you might have via the chat, but is not able to speak during this call. So in the Adobe Connect room, you will be able to see the agenda for today's call. So unless there are any comments or suggestions, I suggest we proceed with the first part, which is the welcome, and also regarding the action items from previous meeting. So regarding the action items from previous meeting, we had a meeting on the 12th of January and noted 5 action items in total. For instance, one of them was to include some time in the schedule to change rooms in between two sessions. When we have the joint meeting with the GAC, we come back to the CCNSO room for the ICANN updates. And the advice from the group was to calculate some additional time in order to make sure that we have sufficient time to move in between the two rooms and that the presenters that are waiting for us in the CCNSO room are not waiting too long for us to arrive to the room. Second action item was regarding the session on the trends and challenges in the domain name industry. There was some discussion during the previous call on this session, and it was a little bit unclear which direction this session was going to. And seeing the confusion regarding how to give shape to this session, and also the limited time that was available, only half an hour, it was decided to remove this session from the schedule. We'll come back to that later, and to extend the PTI session with the additional 30 minutes. The reason for this is not only because it was unclear where we were going in terms of the session on the trends and challenges in the domain name industry, but also because the CSC review team will be presenting during the PTI session and has some important updates to share with the community, which have an impact not only on the CCNSO, but also GNSO and CSC as a whole. So that is why the PTI session has been extended and trends and challenges has been removed from the schedule. Then the third action item was for the secretary to send an email to extend the deadline for the call for presenters for the CCTLD news session. That has been completed as well. We had 6 presenters that volunteered. One has cancelled its participation in the meanwhile, but we'll come back to that later. So the 2 final action items. The group was asked after the previous call to review the draft agenda of the CCNSO members meeting. That has been shared again with the group, the updated agenda, but no comments have been received. So we went ahead in giving shape to the CCNSO members meeting agenda based on the suggestions from previous meeting. And then the last action item was for the secretary to send out a doodle poll to schedule the next meeting, which is today's meeting. So that has been completed as well. So back to the overall agenda. Now we go over to the preparations related to ICANN 61. And I'll start with a consultation, a briefing on the consultation with the SOAC planning team for ICANN 61. If you could give me just a minute, I will pull up the block schedule that was shared by ICANN's meeting team. So here we go. You can now see in the Adobe Connect room the block schedule for ICANN 61 as it was shared with the SO and AC leaders by ICANN's meeting team. And as you can see in yellow, there are the cross-community sessions. Absolutely, I see in the chat that Eberhard is asking to make it scrollable. Now it's scrollable. Thank you. So there are 4 cross-community sessions that will be held in San Juan. The first one is on Monday morning on GDPR. Then the second one, again on Monday, is a walk in the shoes of a new GTLD registry operator, followed by a session on name collisions. And then the Wednesday on open data at ICANN and developing avenues forward for transparency. There was quite some discussion on when to organize which session where, due to some conflicts. For instance, the name collision session could not take place on the Wednesday, because that is also the time when the DNSSEC workshop takes place. So this is what has been proposed as the final schedule. Unless somebody has questions, I suggest we'll move on to the next agenda item regarding the draft CCNSO members meeting agenda. Eberhard, yes, please. I see you raised your hand.
Hi. We have our schedule more or less finished. We tried to organize the topics of the tech day so that they don't really conflict with from what we estimate will be interesting for people who would leave to go and watch name collisions. So we try to accommodate them as much as we can.
That is wonderful news, Eberhard. Thank you. No further questions or comments regarding the block schedule? Eberhard, could you please take your hand down, unless you have any further additions? Thank you very much. So, I'm now pulling up the draft agenda of the CCNSO members meeting. It is now scrollable. So this agenda is still in the draft version, however, almost final, I would say. There are still some pending confirmations that are missing, but overall looks in pretty good shape. So we'll start, as usual, with the members' meeting introduction, with a welcome by Katrina as chair, and then also by the local host, which would be .pr, still to be confirmed, but most likely that will be not an issue. Katrina will also give an overview on the Council's current priorities, and Alejandra will give an overview of the highlights of what will happen on Tuesday and Wednesday during the CCNSO members' meeting. Then we'll go over to the CCNSO working group updates, including an update by TLD Upstanding Committee, the SOPC as well, the Cross-Community Working Group on new GTLD auction proceeds, and the Guideline Review Committee. After the coffee break, we'll move over to the CCNSO as a decisional participant with some updates on the Empowered Community Administration and also the implementation of the guidelines of the CCNSO as a decisional participant on the Empowered Community and on the IRP process. Good news is that the joint meeting between the CCNSO and the ICANN board, which will take place immediately after that, is taking place in the CCNSO room, so there's no need to change rooms. We do not lose any additional time to change rooms, because we will stay in the CCNSO room. And the council is meeting next week on the 15th of February. And then there will also be a sign-off on the topics that will be discussed during the joint meeting between the CCNSO and the ICANN board. So those topics include, for instance, the communication between the ICANN board and the CCNSO regarding the board's decisions, and then also the funding, ICANN funding and ICANN's priorities, a priority setting mechanism will be discussed, and also the next steps for the adoption of the IDN overall policy. After the lunch break, we'll continue with a session on the CCNSO meeting strategy review. So as you know, the Council recently tasked a working group to review the CCNSO meeting strategy. There will be a consultation with the community both here in San Juan, but also prior to San Juan. There will be a survey launched, Based on the results of those of the survey, this session will be given shape. It is a workshop style session, so it will be an interactive one with active contributions from the participants. Then after the coffee break, we have the joint meeting with the CCNSO and the GAC. Again, the topics are for consideration still by the council and will be signed off next week during the council meeting on next week, Thursday. The topics include, for instance, the progress regarding the GNSO new GTLD subsequent procedures working group, more in particular work track 5, which deals with geographic names, and then the role of both the CCNSO and the GAC in this process. Some time ago, the GAC Underserved Regions Working Group started an initiative to prepare some FAQ regarding CCTLD delegation and re-delegation. So the progress on these FAQ will be one of the discussion topics as well. And also the fact that there is now an agenda-setting committee for the joint sessions between the CCNSO and the GAC, and the role of that committee will be further discussed during the joint meeting that we will have in San Juan. As previously mentioned, after the joint meeting between CCNSO and GAC, we'll move over to the ICANN updates, which includes an update by Don Hollander on universal acceptance. And then, as mentioned earlier, the PTI session, which has been extended because the session on the trends and challenges in the domain name industry is no longer on the agenda. So that concludes actually the Tuesday of the CCNSO members meeting. Are there any questions or comments or concerns regarding this? Yes, Katrina?
Yes, thank you very much. Okay, I spoke to Peter Koch earlier this week, and my understanding is that he has basically nothing to report. Has he confirmed his participation? Oh, okay.
No, he has not.
Yes. So I'm afraid that he might have nothing to report. This is something that...
That is not an issue at all. We took this into consideration already, but pending his confirmation, we'll adjust the agenda accordingly. Would that be okay for you?
Oh, for me, it's absolutely fine. Just a note.
Yeah, thank you very much. Okay, unless there are any further comments, I suggest we move on to the Wednesday. So Wednesday starts with a session on the impact of natural disasters on CCTLDs, registrars and registrants, and the mitigation of that impact. This promises to be an interesting session with the contributions from both the regional organizations and from ALAC. However, Maureen Hilliard from ALAC has mentioned that she has a potential conflict during that particular time slot. Seeing the fact that we are already this late in the scheduling, I fear it is not possible to reshuffle the agenda further, because reshuffling has an impact on other sessions as well and might cause conflicts with other potential slots. So unless there are any objections, I suggest we keep the session on the impact of natural disasters on CCTLDs during the morning slot on Wednesday. Anybody having any input on this? Hearing none, I suggest we keep it that way and reach out to Maureen, saying that unfortunately we are already late in the scheduling in order to accommodate such changes. Then after the coffee break, we have a policy session chaired by Patrizio, which contains updates on the PDP Retirement Working Group, but also on the GNSO policy development process, and more in particular on Work Track 5 on the geographical names. Moreover, one of the board decisions in Abu Dhabi was asking the CCNSO to look into the impact of the use of emojis in domain names. So the CCNSO has decided to cover this topic both in the CCNSO members meeting agenda but also in Tech Day. Of course, from a different point of view, Tech Day will focus more on the technical aspects, whereas the CCNSO members meeting will focus more on the policy implications that are currently happening regarding the use of emojis in domain names. So once the policy session, I see that Eberhard is mentioning that Patrick Feldström will give the update at Tech Day. The presenter for the CCNSO members meeting has not yet been confirmed in a final manner, but we trust that this will happen fairly quickly. So after the policy session, there is the accountability session, part one, actually. This session was split up into two sections, one before and one after the lunch break. So before the lunch break, we will discuss, have an initial discussion around the rules of the CCNSO, whereas after the lunch break, we will focus more on work stream two and whether the proposed changes are indeed supported by the CCNSO or not. And then there's a change in terms of the CCNSO members' meeting agenda compared to what has been presented to you during our previous meeting. And the reason is, as you remember, the call for volunteers for the CCTLD new session was extended. And based on this extension, we received six proposals for presentations. However, one of the presenters in the end felt uncomfortable to present in English and was not able to get funding for the ICANN meeting, so this has been removed. And we decided to swap the CCTLD new session with the legal session. So the CCTLD news session is now limited to 1 hour, which means that every presenter still has about 8 minutes plus 2 minutes Q&A. And the remaining five presentations that have been confirmed are included here in the agenda that you are able to see there. So the legal session is taking place after the coffee break, but before we start with the legal session, we first have a consultation with the ICANN NOMCOM. This is currently scheduled for 15 minutes, can be slightly extended if needed, depending on the conversation. And the legal session is currently in good shape already as well. It will cover GDPR and the practical implementation for CCTLDs, not only for a European CCTLD like .be, for instance. Peter Vergolte from .be is chairing this session, but also on other CCTLDs located elsewhere that do have indeed registrants from Europe. So that basically ends the CCNSO members meeting, because after the break we will have the council meeting. I would like to ask the group if there are any questions or comments or concerns regarding the CCNSO members meeting. It is awfully quiet. I see that Barak is indeed typing, saying that the program looks great. Apologies. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much. So that basically concludes the part on the CCNSO members meeting agenda. And Maybe we can share a few words with you regarding the feedback, how we will collect the feedback for ICANN 61 CCNSO members meeting. So as usual, there will be, again, an online survey. I will share the draft survey with you shortly so that you can have a look at it and we can prepare it already ahead of the meeting and make sure that it's sent out on day two of the CCNSO members meeting. On top of the online feedback, there's also the possibility to have some interviews with community members. The mentor and mentee of the onboarding program will be present in San Juan as well. So those two people are able to help us out with doing some face-to-face interviews in San Juan as well. I see in the chat that Patricio has a question regarding this legal session. Are all European CCTLDs approaching GDPR as .be? If not, it might be useful to have more European speakers. I'm not sure I can answer that question, Patricio, but Peter Vergoten is a chair of the legal session. He has a pretty good overview of what is indeed needed in order to be compliant with the GDPR for a European CCTLD registry. So he will share his experiences on and what .be has been doing or is doing in order to make sure that the registry is indeed compliant. Whether all registries decide to go for the same solution, something else that is indeed interesting to look into. The Secretariat has a prep meeting with Peter next week, so we'll definitely raise this question with him. Thanks for the suggestion. I see that Eberhard is typing as well. Eberhard, you have your hand raised. And then Katrina.
Yes. Thank you. I don't think it's that interested what the European CCTLDs are doing because they're subject to that law directly. It's much more interesting what the registries abroad outside of Europe are doing with regards to their European clients. For me, this is, if I was running a registry in Europe, I would take legal advice and do exactly what they say by the law. Here for us, it's a little bit more difficult because we don't really have a good insight into what's required. But it's also then the technical solution. Stephen uses Coca tools, which I use too, so we are probably going to go do the same as he does. But it's interesting to see how are the external registries affected by the European clients.
Thank you, Eberhard. Fully agree. So that was indeed also why we decided to shape the legal session like that. So even though Peter will give a short introduction, the main focus will indeed be on the impact that it will have for CCTLDs outside of Europe, but with European registrants. Katrina, you have your hand raised.
Yes, thank you very much. I wanted to respond to Patricio's question. Not all European CCTLDs are approaching GDPR the same way. In fact, approaches differ significantly. .be, they consider themselves to be controllers and they register processors and they update their registrar agreement, while some other registries believe that they are controllers and their registrars are also controllers. So the approach is really very different. But I completely agree with Eberhard. We should not focus on Europeans, how Europeans are doing it. We should really discuss how other regions should approach this and if they are affected and if they are affected, what to do and so on. So it's really not about should not be about European people. Yes, they approach things.
Thank you, Katrina. Any further comments from anybody? If none, is anybody having any other business? I have two comments that that I would like to share with you regarding ICANN 61. So as you know, we previously developed a quick guide to the CCNSO, which was available in some printed editions during previous meetings. So there will be further printed leaflets available of the quick guide to the CCNSO when we go to San Juan. Secretariat will bring them. And also, it would be good to, as usual, welcome again the newcomers at the start of the CCNSO members meeting. If this group considers it useful, we have some stickers so that we can give them to the newcomers, and you can easily identify them as being new to the CCNSO. That Alejandra is typing, so we'll wait for a moment. Alejandra likes the stickers for newcomers. Okay, thank you very much. Any further questions or comments? If not, even though it's quite early, I suggest we wrap up this meeting, give you back half an hour of your time, and we'll follow up online regarding the how the CCNSO members meeting will take further shape and how the draft online survey will look like. Thank you very much. Thanks all. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.